Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Skitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Beatrice Lilly. And here's Bing in person.
I can.
Bing with Beatrice Lilly, her ladyship, appearing with you tonight. I just think you might have dressed up a little bit. Afraid she'll be offended, won't she?
You mean these clothes? Why should they offend her?
It's like a bundle you forgot to send to Britain.
These are items for
yes.
Everett, Ken.
I see.
I got a gal that's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabelle McGee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand. You hug a ways and chalk a mark to see where you began. One day, I was a-huggin' and a-chalkin' and a-beggin' her to be my bride. When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other side, he had a road map. Coming around the other side. Nobody ever said that I'm weak. My bones don't ache and my joints don't creak. But I grow absolutely limp every time I kiss my blimp, oh gee. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand. You hug a ways and chalk a mark to see where you began. One day, I was a-huggin' and a-chalkin' and a-chalkin' and a-huggin' away. When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other way, leading a safari, coming around the other way.
You remember when portable radios were so bulky you had to chalk them to find your favorite radio program?
Oh, yes, but that isn't true with the new Philco portable, is it, Kenneth?
Oh, I should say not. Here's one portable that's really light and compact.
Oh, something along my lines, huh? Slender and svelte?
Well, I don't know. If you don't mind, Bing, I'd rather compare the Philco portable with Peggy Lee's lines.
Oh, you are positively psychic, Kenneth, because here comes Peggy Lee right now. Hi, Peg. Have a nice vacation up in Las Vegas?
Yeah. Can I sing my song right now?
What's your hurry?
I need the money.
Yes.
They do have several catch penny devices up in Vegas.
Please,
don't they?
Bing, if you don't mind.
Oh, say, Peggy, I want to congratulate you on winning the downbeat poll for the most popular girl singer.
Oh, thank you.
Please, Bing, you've ruined my commercial. Now I have to start it all over again.
What a pity, but you won't. Pick up right where Peggy came in. You can do that, can't you? Anyway, you don't have to rave about the Philco portable because everybody knows it's a real powerhouse.
Sure, it'll get you stations that are hard to tune in, even on big sets. Plays on trains and planes. And don't forget, it's really two radios in one. A home radio that you can plug into the house current, and a handy, lightweight portable that plays on its own long-life batteries. Take it along on your winter trips or vacation, and you can keep up with the whole world of radio news and entertainment. And when you come home, you've got an extra radio for the house, all for the same price. So start your travel plans with a visit to your Philco dealer and try out the sensational new Philco Portable. It's tops for traveling, and it's the newest thing in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
Peggy Lee returns from a smashing engagement in Las Vegas to sing It's Loving Time by J. Chalmers McGregor.
It's loving time. I've turned the lights low. There's heavenly music on the radio. And Bill, my little brother, is safely in bed. It's loving time, baby. But baby, where are you?
Well, it's a jolly task to present our guest of the evening. It's been some time since she graced our shores, and we're glad to have her back again, with all her charm, her gaiety, and her effervescence, presenting Beatrice Lilly. Dee, it's sure good to see you. I guess I don't have to mention how long it's been since we worked together.
If you do, I shall buy you a necktie and strangle you with it.
I'll say this, though, Bea, no matter how long it's been, you haven't changed a bit.
Neither have you. Your shirts are still atrocious.
Oh, Bea, we don't dress on this program.
Sounds like fun. I'm looking.
What?
What's the matter?
Steady.
I said something?
Nothing.
Well, I can't get over how Hollywood has changed. Why, when I was last here, Joe Cotton was merely a band-aid.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Pigeon? Why, he was only a squab. And Red Skelton was just turning pink.
Well, he's livid now.
Oh.
Louis Stone was just a pebble, huh?
Say, Bing, whatever happened to Baby Leroy?
Oh, he's a big star now.
What's his name?
Sonny Tufts.
Oh, you're kidding.
Of course I am.
But how about little Mickey Rooney?
Oh, Mickey's married and has two kids now.
Oh, he grew up?
No, he's just married and has two kids.
Do you remember that horrid little messenger boy at Paramount?
Oh, you mean Bob Hope?
Yes, Bob.
That's the one. What a one.
Do you remember how he used to run around the studio from desk to desk spiking memos with his nose?
Oh, yeah. He was very clever then.
Bing.
What?
I have a horrible confession to make.
You mean?
Yes. I appeared on his broadcast.
For shame. I noticed those black and blue marks, B. You must have tried to elbow your way up to the mic. Run a great risk.
Oh, it was rugged. Bob mentioned you, Bing.
The kiss of death.
He told me when I appeared on your program, I'd have to bring my own material.
Oh, he sold you some jokes, eh?
Yes, it was quite a thing. He got all his writers together. In the Hollywood Bowl.
That was only the first team.
Really?
Yes.
Well, anyway.
What did they do for you?
Well, they whipped up a routine for me to do.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
You going to do it?
Well, I think
so.
There's
been nothing to lose except a few listeners.
Well, all of Bob's writers will be listening.
Oh, what a hooper we're going to have tonight. Go ahead, Hope. I mean, B. Go right ahead. You're on.
Good evening. This is B, broadcasting for Philco Lily, telling all you guys and gals, if you want a spoon under a brilliant moon in February or June, it would be a boon to get someone to croon. But don't be a goon. Get a Philco for tune soon. Well, I just got back from Holly, from London. While I was there, I sold socks to the London police. That's the first time England ever had Bobby socks. Bobby socks. How's that, Bing?
Oh, you're sharp as jailhouse coffee, Bing. But I can't understand your being so happy tonight. The grapevine tells me that you've been carrying the torch for Humphrey.
Humphrey?
Yes, you remember how mad you were for Humphrey.
Oh, yes, Humphrey.
Yeah.
Well, things didn't work out with Humphrey. It's all over, Bing. I'll never forget our last tea together. T-bone steak, hamburger, hominy and fat back, oysters. Oysters, sorry.
For tea, Tiffin, I thought you just had a bit of crumpet for tea.
Oh, this was on board ship, way up on the poop deck. You see, it was a high
tea.
Well, I'll never forget it.
Let's all try.
The night is black and the icy rain keeps beating against my window pane, trickling down like my lonely tears, while the sound of the wind is all one hears. Yes, the eerie, weary, dreary sob of the wind. Thanks. The wind that moans with a doleful wail, while the stars and the moon and the earth turn pale, and the trees complain with a mournful whine. But what is their anguish compared with mine? Wind round my heart, oh, the pain of the wind round my heart, how the strain of it tears me apart, driving me nearly insane. Gas, wind round my heart, I'm alone with the wind round my heart, oh, the moan of the wind round my heart, stabbing again and again. Sorry. Round and round rolls the ominous sound, twisting my tortured brain, beating and beating, repeating, repeating its haunting, unhappy refrain. Wind round my heart, will the agony never depart? But I ought to have known from the start we should never have dined a la carte. Oh, I was just a sentimental fool. But I trusted you as any fool would do. Love was blind. Ha ha! Come to think of it, so was I. But when I think of you, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Well, it's all over and done with. Let's forget the past. The love affair that has ended was much too sweet to last. Now I must learn to smile and be gay, whatever comes along. I'll laugh with you, I'll sing with you. Yes, I'll face life with a song. Zip, zippity doo doo.
Like Tom.
So now I wear this painted face to hide an aching heart. The heart of a fool who loved you. Yes, I loved you from the start. I've tried to laugh. Ha, ha, ho, ho. I've tried to cry. I don't know what to do. But every time I think of you, there's wind round my heart. Ah, and if I don't phone up, and if I've not shown up, you know that I've blown up and gone with the wind on my
nice. I'm positive that that number will elect you Miss Bicarbonate of 1947.
Bicarbonate of 1947? Funny thing, in England we call it bicarbonate of soda.
Oh, come now, don't be so thick, old girl. Well, it's time for me to get to work.
Fresh?
No, B, honey.
Now, shall we get on with our little play?
Righto. Will you set the scene, Kenneth?
Indeed. The scene is the linen department of a large store. At the counter stands the clerk. An immaculate young man with a high collar. That's you, Bing.
Fits me to a T. Mm-hmm.
Nice casting.
On the counter are neat piles of white linen. And there's a sign which reads, Bargain. Sheets, pillow slips, tablecloths, dinner napkins, double damask. Miss Lily plays a fussy suburban lady, dressed rather over-elaborately. She approaches the counter.
I wonder if you could tell me if my order's gone off yet.
Do you have an address, madam?
Do I look as if I live in the open air? I gave a large order for 2 dozen double damask dinner napkins.
I beg your pardon, madam?
I said 2 dozen double damask dinner napkins.
I'm so sorry. I didn't quite catch...
Dinner napkins, man. Dinner napkins.
Of course, madam. Of course. Plain?
No, not plain at all. Double damask.
Would you repeat the order, madam? I'm not quite sure.
Look, I want 2 dozen damn dubbock. I mean, I want 2 dozen damn dizzick dinner napkins.
Dinner napkins, madam?
Yes.
You mean dinner napkins.
That's what I said.
You'll pardon me, madam. You said dinner napkins.
Now, don't be ridiculous. I said dinner napkins, and I meant dinner napkins. I mean, nippy dankins. Really, I wish you wouldn't confuse me.
I'm sorry, madam. You want dinner napkins, exactly. How many, madam?
2 dozen.
Madam?
Good gracious, young man. Can't you get it right? Now, watch my lips.
Right.
I want 2 dubbin dozzle damask dinner napkins.
Not 2 dubbin, madam. You mean 2 dozen.
I said 2 dozen. Only they must be damel dozzick.
I'm afraid we haven't any of that in stock, madam.
Oh, dear, of all the fools. Can't I find anyone with a modicum, just a modicum of intelligence in this store?
Well, here is our Mr. Carpenter, madam. Perhaps if you asked him...
How do you do?
How do I do what?
Yes. Can I be of any assistance, madam?
Well, I want 2 dozen double-dumbest dinner napkins.
Now, the full order is 2 dozen double-dumbest dinner napkins.
You, excuse me, sir, you mean 2 dumb-and-dabble-dimmick-dizzy napkins.
I don't want dizzy napkins at all. I want 2 dizzle-dam-and-dozzy...
No. 2 dazzle-dumb-dizzy.
No, 2 dozen, sir. 2 dozen dimmel-dazzicks.
Oh, dear, no, please. I want 2 dam-and-double-dizzy things.
Please, madam, your language...
Oh, drat. Give me a box of toothpicks.
Thanks, Bee. That was a lot of fun. I certainly enjoyed it.
Well, while we're tossing posies, Bing, I want to tell you how much I enjoyed your current film, Blue Sky.
Yes, Irving Berlin does great music.
You know, the first number I ever sung in public was written by Irving Berlin. And don't stare at me like that. He was alive at the time.
I guess so.
I sang it again while entertaining the troops, along with a medley of other tunes.
Well, be just so all this dialogue won't go to waste, why not do your medley right now?
Why don't you join me in singing it, so our rehearsal won't go to waste?
Well, I'm at your side, Beatrice. Here I am. John Scott, will you supply the necessary beats?
I was born in Michigan, and I wish and wish again that I was there in the place where I was born. There's a boy in Michigan, and I'd like to fish again in the river that flows beside the fields of waving corn. A lonesome gal am I.
And here's the reason why. You want to go back, you want to go back, you want to go back to the farm. Far away from harm, with a milk pail on your arm.
I miss the rooster, the one that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. I think your great big city's very pretty.
Nevertheless, you want to be there, you want to see there a certain someone full of charm.
That's why I wish again I was in Michigan, down on the farm. I'm going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow.
Oh, where the Susans grow, she only always loves them so. Well, all around on the ground where you found the one I know, made it up so long ago.
The honeybees all know I'm coming. You can hear them softly humming. You'll be losing your little Susan.
You better be getting busy buzzing, buzzing around.
To stroll again down the lane to the plain old rustic seat will be a treat.
And then I'll bring out the ring for the finger of my sweet.
Oh, she's mighty sweet. And when I'm tied to the pride of the countryside,
maybe you'll introduce me to my corn-fed bride. When I
get back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. Take it, baby.
Quite a pile around here.
Lazy, I want to be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with no work to be done.
I mean, that's not like you.
Under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning.
You haven't yawned in years.
And let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through that deep, tangled wildwood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read where it's peaceful,
while I'm killing time being lazy. When I'm feeling lonely and sad, and when I've got the blues, I love to hear the squeaking of Susanna's Sunday shoes.
I hear them squeaking down the street and squeaking on the stair. There's not a sound of any kind to beat it anywhere.
I love the twang of the old banjos.
I love the hot music of the piccolo.
I love good singing, I don't mind whose. But best I love the squeaking of Susanna's Sunday shoes.
That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan, down on the farm.
You know, I could run on like this forever, on and on and on.
That reminds me, Bee, it's time for the commercial.
Oh, I adore commercials, Bing. Do you have that fascinating 903 man on this program? You know, I'm dying to meet him.
No, but we've got the 1201 man, Ken Carpenter.
The 1201?
Yes,
you must have seen the 1201, Miss Lily. Everybody blows their top over it. You know, we get our best 1201 commercials from people that own this marvelous new Philco invention. All the neighbors and friends flock around to try it out. Because it's sheer magic the way the 1201 takes your record and plays it automatically without your having to touch the tone arm or needle. You just slide a record into this new kind of radio phonograph. Either 10 or 12 inch, makes no difference. And the 1201 does the rest. You won't believe it till you watch it work. Once you've tried it, you'll realize that here's the ideal radio phonograph for just spinning your records as the mood seizes you. Obviously a natural for younger children. Even a 5-year-old can play it without risk of the phonograph or your records. So you're missing plenty if you miss a demonstration of the 1201. It's the most original radio invention of the year, and it's a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Skitch Henderson joins me in a number by Bobby Dolan and Johnny Mercer.
The moon descends, and so to bed. The music ends, and so to bed. Should old acquaintance linger in your heart, then don't forget we're just a dream apart. Tomorrow night seems years away, but after all, it's just a day. And I'll remember every word you said. I miss you so, and so to bed.
About time to slip into my Macintosh, grab a quick lime cola, wend my way home through the smog. And before leaving, I want to thank Bea Lilly for appearing.
Well, I wouldn't have missed it for anything, Bing. You know, I'm learning to like you better than Humphrey.
Next week, folks, I tangle with Groucho Marx. Thanks for dropping in, Bea. Good night, folks.
Good night, all. Good night, Humphrey.
This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week when Bing's guest will be Groucho Marx. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.